Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Sometimes after I speak, kids make my day by telling me jokes like, what do you call a bear with no teeth? I don't know. A gummy bear. Ha! Well, we all love to laugh, but for many, life is no laughing matter. It's a bear with very sharp teeth. Recently, I introduced you to Sarah J. Robinson and her book, I Love Jesus, But I Want to Die. Many listeners can relate. The book was written during 3 years of ongoing battles with depression. Some said it was her lack of faith. Others insisted she just needed more Bible reading and prayer. Just push the right buttons on the spiritual vending machine and you'll get the right results. Instead, she reached a devastating conclusion that many who battle depression reach. God is good, just not to us. God is present, but not with us. God is gracious, but not to us. Was her sickness beyond God's reach? In time, Sarah came to see that she was dealing with an undiagnosed, untreated mental illness that made it impossible for her to experience the joy and abundant life that was supposed to be hers in Christ. In our family, depression was the D word. We didn't use it. I was a teenager when I first realized that my family had struggled for generations with chronic anxiety, depression, and the intense shame and secrecy that came along for the ride. I'm grateful for a few clergy who didn't view my loved one's depression as something abnormal or strange, who recognized when they required help beyond their expertise. They had the wisdom to brush up on professional resources and connect them with licensed doctors and counselors. Sarah believes that is vital. People need to know there are all kinds of issues here, she says, not just something wrong with your thought life. We need a team. She found it hard to face the fact that depression might always be a part of her life. One day, on the edge of despair, Sarah says she heard a gentle whisper in her heart. It said, "The darkness may always be there, but I will always be there in the darkness." It sounded like a death sentence at first, but it was actually a promise of hope. She could stop fighting to fix herself through her own efforts, stop burying the pain and trying so hard to make it go away. The second half of that whisper was sweeter still. God would always be there in the darkness. It shook her soul, she remembers. God wasn't disappointed in me. There's no countdown clock on grace, no limit on his love. He's not tapping his foot and looking at his watch, impatient for me to get it together. Sarah has accepted that for her and many others, depression is a chronic illness. I have good days and bad, she says. Times when I can keep pace and others when, like Jacob in the Bible, my limp is more prominent. I've had to learn to adjust, to slow down, and to listen to my own needs instead of trying to meet the expectations of everyone around me. True faith, she believes, means trusting God even when he doesn't change our circumstances. We don't have to be healed to trust him, she says. We need not be ashamed because God is with us. Whether or not depression becomes a distant memory for you someday, you are not disqualified from the full, abundant life Jesus promised. When all seems bleak and the color is drained from your world, she says, I pray you know that even if the darkness will always be there, God with us will always be there too. He isn't leaving. He isn't giving up. He'll sit right there with us, holding our sometimes desperate, flailing hearts. We will not be alone. Maybe that's all we need to get through. I hope those words from Sarah are of comfort to you. He's not leaving. He's not giving up. We won't be alone. God bless you, my friend.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.